Oh yeah, it's time to ride with Electric Pete, where the wheels are clean, the vibes are high, and the future's fully charged. We've got that rideshare love. No gas, just go. Full charge, full power, now let's roll. Hey, it's Pete. Welcome back to Electric Pete. This week, I've got a topic that connects both sides of the rideshare experience. Riders and drivers. A little bit like last week, but this is something different. Most of the time, my episodes really lean toward the rider's stories. The laughs, the moments, the wild conversations. But today, we're going to explore something new, and it's called Uber Team. Uber Teen is a feature that lets parents schedule rides for their teenagers, giving young riders more independence while keeping parents fully informed. For riders like me, it adds extra responsibility and care. So today, I'm going to break it down. What Uber Teen is, how it works, what parents and teens should know, and what it means for drivers on the road. All right, now, let's jump in. So what is Uber Teen? Uber Teen is designed for riders aged 13 to 17. Parents set it up inside their own Uber app. They add their teen, create a linked account, and control payments. Teens get their own login, but parents can track the trip in real time, see who the driver is, communicate during the ride. Now, this creates extra safety because only high-rated drivers, gold, platinum, diamond, get teen trips. There is PIN verification. The teen needs to give a driver a PIN to start the ride. There's audio recording available, live trip tracking, and notifications for parents. Now, it's not available everywhere yet. Check the app in your city to make sure. It is available in Philadelphia, so I wanted to let everybody know about it. As a driver, I know when a trip request is an Uber Teen and it pops up in the app, and honestly, I'm glad they only send these rides to experienced drivers. Now, there are driver requirements. All right, the driver has to be a very highly rated driver. Driver has to have a strong trip history. Has to be willing to accept Uber Teen trips. You can opt out if you're uncomfortable. My perspective, it's extra responsibility. You're driving around someone's kid. All right. Now you need to know, you need to follow all the safety steps, no shortcuts. Now there's things that I pay attention to, making sure the PIN matches, being extra communicative, greeting the teen, confirming the destination. I mean, I do that for everybody anyway, but you want to make sure that you pay attention to everything for Uber Teen. You also want to remain calm and professional. Teens might be nervous, all right? They might be shy. Now, there's some challenges that I kind of look out for. Their pickup coordination. Sometimes teens wait inside. This can be tricky at busy schools or malls. Another challenge is communicating clearly with both teen and parents, all right? If anything unexpected happens. So now, I've had teen riders who barely look up from their phones, but as a driver, I'm on high alert, making sure that everything is smooth and safe. Now, why parents like it? It gives the teen freedom without needing a ride from mom or dad. There's real-time tracking And this means peace of mind for the parents. What parents should teach their teens. Now, most teens are teaching the parents about applications and all that, but the parents should teach their kids to wait inside until the car arrives, to confirm the driver and the car and share the PIN, to speak up if something feels off. So make sure your teen's phone is charged. Use the Uber chat call feature to communicate with your teen. Now, so if you're a parent, take 5 minutes to walk through the app with your teen before the first drive. This really does make a huge difference. Now, for teens, this is really exciting. They get more independence. They get to appointments, school events, jobs. But the teens need to stay aware, not just be buried in their phones, because we know they all do that, right? To follow the app's prompts and use the emergency features if needed. From the driver's perspective, okay, teens may not know the rideshare etiquette, so be patient and guide them to what is proper in rideshare land. And it's okay if they're quiet or unsure. Now, I always remind myself, this might be their first time riding a Lyft. I'm here to make sure that they feel safe. So here's the bottom line. Uber Teen gives family flexibility and teens independence, but it only works if we're all paying attention. Parents, teens, drivers. If you're a parent or a teen who's tried Uber Teen, or if you're a driver who's taken these trips, I want to hear from you. Share your experience with me. There's a link in the show notes that you can actually go in and send me verbiage, send me audio, send me video with your experience about anything or any of the episodes that I have, but all, especially about the Uber team. Now, I love to feature future stories in future episodes. Thanks for riding along with me today. Okay, this has been Electric Pete, and I'll catch you on my next episode. But please make sure to let me know if you have any questions. Take care and continue doing what you do. Thank you so much for tuning into Electric Pete. Remember, every rider has a story, and it's my job to share those stories with you. If you enjoy these conversations and want to help Electric Pete grow, especially to upgrade my video and audio gear, or even for even better episodes, please consider supporting the podcast. Your generosity truly makes a difference. Check in the show notes for how to do that. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share Electric Pete with your friends and your family. Find me on social media or reach out anytime at electricpetepod@gmail.com. Until next time, stay charged, stay positive, and keep your eyes on the road ahead. This is Electric Pete signing off. Thank you.